There's been a consensus for some time about how to prevent another tragedy like the one in West. Require fertilizer plants to store ammonium nitrate in non-combustible facilities or use sprinklers. Train first responders so they know how to deal with fires that may break out at sites with ammonium nitrate. A draft bill to do just that was introduced Tuesday by State Representative Joe Pickett, a Democrat from El Paso. He chairs the House Homeland Security and Public Safety Committee. The proposal immediately ran into resistance from Republican lawmakers on the panel representing rural districts, like State Representative Dan Flynn of Northeast Texas. He was concerned that new rules could strain budgets for volunteer firefighters.
In a rural area, I'd rather have some people that are willing to come out and help
spit on
us.
It.
And well, if that's what they have
Dan,
to do, I don't want to be that naive.
There's nothing in here that's saying now you got to go buy a new fire truck. We're talking about
not yet,
training.
It went on like this for some time. Pickett proposing something he thought was fair, with lawmakers from rural areas pushing back. But they weren't the only voices in the room. Representatives of the agricultural industry testified that they generally support the rules, but would like to see some modifications. If the bill does get passed next year and signed into law by whoever's governor then, it would still be years before ammonium nitrate facilities are required to comply. Reporting for State Impact Texas, Terrence Henry, KUT News.